High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
Good evening, everybody, from the Devaney Center, courtside for the semifinals in Class D2 in the Nebraska Girls State Tournament. Tonight is number 2 ranked Fall City Sacred Heart, 21-4 on the year, taking on number 3 ranked in Class D2, 21-2, Why Not Blue Devils. Yes, you know, we've met before many a time here at the state tournament, and another great matchup, we hope, here tonight between these two squads. Randy Gatula, should hopefully be a fun one.
Yeah, it should be, John. Good evening, John. Good evening, everyone. You know, it seems like when we get to the state tournament, we see the same faces, the same names. Humphrey St. Francis in the first round. Now we have Why Not here in the second round. Going to be matching up the winner of this one. Going to be going up against Overton in the championship to be played tomorrow. So we see a lot of the same names, a lot of the same faces. It is kind of fun, though, to see Steve Weisler over there, and he calls you by your first name and says good evening and good luck. And a lot of friendships across the state here at the state tournament.
Right. 11th time the two teams have met at the state tournament. Right now, 5-5. The important one is St. Hurt holds a 3-1 advantage in championships, but Why Not holds a 3-1 advantage in the semifinals. So we'll see what happens here tonight, but hopefully a good game. We'll talk to Coach Sando coming up here. Why Not, Randy? They are loaded with experience.
Yeah, John, and for those I just mentioned a minute ago, the winner of this game with Sacred Heart and Why Not will be facing Overton. Overton got the win over Howells Dodge just a few minutes ago. The final on that one was 57-43, Overton with the win. So the winner of this one will go against Overton 8:15 tomorrow night over Pinnacle Bank for the D2 state championship. That will be the matchup. I guess, go ahead, John.
I had a chance to visit with Coach Sando here about an hour ago about tonight's matchup, about the first game here on Wednesday. We'll come back. We'll visit with Coach Sando after this two-minute break. You're listening to the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As prom season approaches, Nemaha County Hospital wants to ask everyone in our community to help our youth create positive memories that last a lifetime. Please remind our high school students to make good choices. Help them plan ahead for safe transportation. Ask young drivers to avoid distractions or offer to be the driver. And never buy for or sell alcohol to underage kids. Let's make this prom season one to remember for all the right reasons.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities for available and come grow with Alfia.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-245. 2908.
We're back for our pregame show time and a visit with Coach Luke Sanders. The Irish get ready to play in the state semifinals tonight here at the Devaney Center. Coach, congratulations. I want to say last night, but it was Wednesday night here. You got that win to open it up. It was a tough ball game with Humphrey St. Francis. What did you expect?
Yeah, thanks. It is hard to keep track of the days now, but we kind of thought it was going to be like that. I didn't know it was going to be that ugly. It definitely wasn't a work of art, but all my coaching buddies just keep saying, hey, you got to win by 1 point, you know, and that's when you get into tournaments in March and all that. It's kind of survive in advance. So, yeah, it wasn't pretty, but we just feel fortunate to move on.
I'll give you a little credit. You said scores would be in the 30s. Well, you were right. You got 30 and you won.
Yeah, I thought it might be like mid-30s maybe, but, I had no idea that we could hold those guys to 21 points. So, yeah, just really happy with the girls' effort. I thought we played extremely hard. I thought we did a great job rebounding. Somebody said the rebounding numbers were huge in our favor, so that was something we stressed. We did a good job taking that Priester girl away inside. And then we did a good job guarding the ball, and they missed some shots, so obviously that helped. But I think some of it is the first half was ugly. I think both teams were a little bit tight. We didn't run hardly any offense at all. We took some bad shots. Had bad turnovers. Halftime was good for us. We settled down. We had a nice little run there to start third quarter, and that was just kind of hold on there till the end.
You could see it. Both teams, I thought, right at the start of the game, you could look at the girls' faces, and it looked like there was a lot of nerves in that game.
I think there was, too. And I tried to sell the girls, you know, like, hey, we're Sacred Heart. We've been here before. But some of them haven't. I mean, they've been here watching and stuff. But, you know, Gentry went through it. McKinley did. But Dacey didn't play very much, you know, varsity men's last year. Avery didn't either. I mean, shoot, you're starting Hallie Jones, a freshman, you know, and you're bringing Dorothy Krause, another freshman, off the bench. So Humphrey was kind of in the same boat. They had a bunch of new girls out there, too. So I think that's part of the reason it was so ugly there in the first half.
You said something the pregame Wednesday night. You said, I'm used to having a whole bunch of seniors. I don't have that this year. I looked at the roster for the Why Not squad. I think I counted 7 seniors. That's a big advantage.
Yeah, it's going to be tough tonight. Their whole team is pretty much back. They lost the All-State or a Lawson girl last year, and they had one sub that was a senior. But they pretty much return everybody, you know, and here we are, you know, bringing this young group in here. So it's going to be a challenge for sure. It's the same old Why Not team. He's going to play 8, 9, 10. I mean, some games he's played 11 girls this year, believe it or not. You know, every time there's a dead ball, there's going to be 2, 3, 4 girls coming in there. So, you know, we told our girls, you just can't get frustrated. We know you're going to be tired, but we just don't have a deep bench like those guys. So you got to suck it up and fight through it. But, yeah, it's the same old Why Not team.
It looked to me like a little bit of change in getting the girls. If you can get them a minute of rest here, a minute and a half, whatever. You did a little of that the other night. Is that something you'd try tonight even?
Yeah, we try. I mean, right now we're only playing about 6 girls. Some of it, you know, if things are going well and the game's close and all that, we will try to get them a minute. Just, you know, especially early on, just get them settled down, catch their breath, you know, collect their thoughts, get a sip of water, you know, something like that early on. Some of it gets dictated. You know, the other night we were in foul trouble, but sometimes it's been because of foul trouble. We got to move girls in and out of there. But, yeah, tonight I think we're going to have to, especially early, just to get them calmed down, settled down, and get them back in there. But, yeah, I'm not going to be able to sub a ton, though.
So let me give the keys of the game what I think tonight. I always ask you this question. Don't turn it over and stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah, that's going to be key. I mean, we can't get in foul trouble because, again, we're not very deep. But, you know, we learned that. You know, we've been playing Why Not for whatever, 12 years or 13, whatever it's been. But you got to take care of the ball. I mean, it's that same Why Not press, make or miss. You're going to see pressure. Full court man, they're going to run and jump you. Somewhere there's going to be a trap coming, so we know that. We worked on press break all year just for this moment. So, you know, we're ready in that regard. So, yeah, we can't turn the ball over. That's going to be huge. Our guards are going to have to play great tonight, so it's going to put a lot of stress on Gentry and McKinley and Avery and Dacey and Dorothy to handle it. If you turn it over, it's pretty much a layup going the other way for them. So you got to avoid that. You can't let them go on runs. I think that, you know, rebounding is going to be huge. We don't think, you know, knock on wood, they're the best shooting team. So we're going to try and play man, keep them in front of us and make them shoot jump shots. They got some nice post players. So we're going to try to keep the ball out of the paint. And then, you know, like the other night, just hope they miss. And we got to clean up the possession with a rebound.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck.
All right. Thank you, John.
Back with more of a pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both, custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelican's can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added. Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson.
Hall Funeral Chapel, a full-service funeral home offering services, monument sales, and cremations with ownership in Southeast Nebraska Crematory. You will find compassionate friends that assist families from every walk of life to create a unique ceremony, no matter how big or small, that reflects on your loved one's life. Hall Funeral Chapel, with locations in Falls City, Auburn, and Johnson, works to spare your family any unnecessary pain. Call owner and funeral director Todd Deerberger 24 hours a day at 274-3131 or 245-3131.
We welcome you back to the Devaney Center here in Lincoln, getting set for the semifinals in the girls' D2 state tournament. The Sacred Heart Irish and the Why Not Blue Devils. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruni Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruni Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Well, the two teams out here warming up here. We'll have the non-starters and the starters introduced here. The Why Not cheering section is after Stacey Witt already. Oh, yeah. She is the target tonight.
And sort of like last Wednesday night here at the Devaney Center, John and I find ourselves about 3 feet in front of the student section. Tonight it's the Weimar Why Not students that are right behind us. There is less than 3 feet separating our chairs from the first row of young men that are screaming back here. So we'll be competing with them throughout the night. John, let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the Why Not Blue Devils, I'll go with Myra Sudbeck. Sudbeck, a 5'6 senior. She averages 9.5 points per ball game. And John, as I list these starters, listen to the balanced scoring attack that they have. Allison Wiesler, a senior at 5'10. 9.6 points per game. Kenna Oligmuller. Oligmuller, a sophomore, 5'9", 9.1 points per game. Kinsley Hymas. Hymas, a 5'6 senior, 9.8 points per game. And Kayla Pinkelman. Pinkelman, a senior at 5'10", averages 8.1. So let me run down those again. The five starters, John, 9.5, 9.6, 9.1, 9.8, and 8.1. How could you get a more balanced attack than that?
So who do you stop on your defense?
That's for sure. So the Blue Devils, 21-2 coming into this one, and of course they're coached by Coach Steve Wiesler. Now the starting lineup for the Sacred Heart Irish, Luke Sando, the head coach. They are 21-4 coming into this one. They'll go with McKinley Scholl. Scholl, 5'8 and a senior. She's averaging in double figures with 10.3 points per ball game. Avery Sando, a sophomore at 5'5, 5.2 points per game. Daisy Witt, a sophomore at 5'6. She's averaging 6.8 points. Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, the leading scorer on the Irish team. She's a junior, 5'9", averaging 16.3 points per contest. And to round out the starting five for Coach Luke Sando is Helly Jones. Jones, just a freshman in that starting lineup at 5'9", and she's averaging just under 3 points per ball game for the Irish.
The non-starters being introduced here for Why Not. Then it'll be the Irish turn, and we'll have all that coming up here. We'll sneak in one more 60-second timeout and be back with the tip-off at the Nebraska Girls State Tournament on MSC Radio Sports Network after this 60-second break.
Health First Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City is open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to noon. Talk to the pharmacy about MedSync and make just one trip a month to the pharmacy.
also offering flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccines with no appointments necessary. Stop by and trust your Health First Pharmacy in Pawnee City, open 6 days a week, and proud to serve you with prescriptions and more.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Talked to Coach after the interview was over. He said, you know, I'm not too sure how many people thought we were going to get to the semifinals this year. I said, I would agree with that. What, they're playing with house money tonight. Whatever happened, this is a tremendously successful season for the Sacred Heart girls.
Yeah, John, if you'd have told me back when the season began that they would even make it to the state tournament, I thought that was going to be maybe exceeding expectations to win the district and to get here to state. I mean, you talked about a job of rebuilding here for Luke Sano. This probably was one of his biggest challenges in his 18 years as the head coach, and look where he's got him, back here in the semifinals.
Back at the state, and you lose a starter a third of the way through the season. She's been out. I mean, it's just a tremendous job by the girls and the coaching staff.
John, we want to remind everybody, we'll be back in Lincoln next week for the boys' state tournament. Beginning on Thursday, we'll have the Auburn Bulldogs taking on Douglas County West at 3:15 here at Devaney. And then at 6 o'clock on Thursday, the Johnson Brock Eagles facing Riverside. So we'll have boys' basketball action. And, of course, we will follow both the Auburn Bulldogs and the Johnson Brock Eagles throughout that boys' tournament next week. All right, just about ready to tip it off here in the semifinals. The Sacred Heart Irish, the Why Not Blue Devils. The Irish 21-4 on the year. The Blue Devils at 21-2. Both teams getting their final instructions from their coaches. They break the huddles and come out to center court. And here to describe the first quarter of play-by-play, John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Alice Weisler, 5'10" senior, steps into the center circle against Gentry Lechtenberg. The Irish taking heart left to right as we looked at it here in the first half tonight. Tip control by the Irish to Sando to Witt. Witt up the floor on the left side. She moves the ball, hands it off out to McKinley Schull. Schull down the lane, up, partially blocked, and it's going to be taken down. Picked off by Kayla Pinkelman. Here come the Blue Devils. Oh, my. A pass to the corner, way up the ladder, and up to get it go the Blue Devils. And they'll take it out top and reset with Kinsley Hymans. Hymans gives the ball off, a pass over the right side to the corner to Pinkelman. Back to the top. With the ball is Allison Weaver at 5'10". She's listed. She looks much taller than that. Here's a steal by the Irish, taken away by Witt. And here we go the other way. Inside, a blocking foul as Lechtenberg puts it up and will go to the free throw line. Now Lechtenberg took it all the way to the hole and she forced Myra Sudbeck on Sudbeck, her first personal and team foul number one on Why Not. Don't you love those black numbers on blue jerseys, John? And the free throw is up. It rattles, it bangs, it falls in the hole. It hit about everywhere it could on the rim, but in, and the Irish lead 1-0. Lechtenberg with her first point of the night. Second one on the way up, and good. 2-0, Sacred Heart start the ball game. Up the floor, here come the Blue Devils with the basketball. They go to Myra Sudbeck on the right side. She'll float back. The Irish look like they're zoned up here. Want to keep the ball out of the middle. Long one on the way. Rebound brought down by Jones off the miss by Weisler. So Jones with the rebound, and here come the Irish. Schull will be a key. The Irish need to get McKinley Schull going tonight. She takes it in toward the paint and mishandles the basketball and gets called for a traveling violation.
She got double teamed there by Sudbeck and Oligmuller and just didn't have any place to continue the dribble.
So the Blue Devils down 2-0, 6:44 to play, first quarter. Up the floor, they come to the left side. Off it comes, Allison Weisler. Give the ball back out top now to a girl with an extremely long ponytail. That is setback. Okay, that's a five. All right. Off the right side, we go to Wiesler again. Dribbles in, throws to the middle. Knocked loose. The chase is on. The Blue Devils recovered at the volleyball spike line. Now a lob to the back door. Knocked away by Lechtenberg into the hands of the Irish. Allie Jones with it. Back to Lechtenberg. Drives up. Leaves it off for Daisy Witt. Witt moving over, and she had it knocked away. Scholl picks it up. Outside to Jones to Lechtenberg. Fakes left. Goes right in the middle. It's up. New. Rebound picked off by the White Blue Devils. They'll run it up the floor the other way. Cut off by Scholl. Pass out to the top. Wiesler thought about a long one. Didn't do it. Guarded by Sano. Three-pointer on the way. In and out. No good. Rebound picked up again by Lechtenberg. And it will go down to Avery Sano. Now Lechtenberg in the backcourt. Dribbles it up. Guarded there by Kayla Pinkelman. I think she put that long one up. Now off to Witt. Witt. Pass off to Scholl. Kinley working it up off the right side. Lechtenberg down the lane to a double team off to Jones. Driving. Missed it. Rebound picked off by Wiesler.
Lechtenberg with a great pass to get the ball to Jones. They just couldn't finish.
Inside shot up. No good again on the inside by Pinkelman. Rebound Lechtenberg again. Niner for 14 the other night. Picked up her dribble. Now gives off to Daisy Witt. Witt to the front court. Up ahead to McKinley Scholl, left sideline, now drives into the paint, off to Lechtenberg, into the paint, down the lane, shot and blocked. A combination of Allison Wiesler and Kayla Pinkelman, both 5'10", blocked the shot. Down the lane, and a lot of contact and a foul. Going to be called here, I believe, on Hallie Jones.
Jones is going to get called for the personal, but, boy, I'm here to tell you that Kenna Oligmuller got the worst end of that collision. She really took a body blow there and got knocked to the floor.
Kinley Hymus at the line. 2-0, Sacred Heart, 4:48 left in the first quarter. It's up, it's good. We don't have a field goal made yet in the game, but we're 3-for-3 at the line between the two teams, and here comes the first shift of the night.
Jalen Geisen is into the lineup. Also checking in is Eliza Lange.
Geisen's a 5'6 sophomore. All right, free throw all the way up and rattles in. And we are tied at 2 apiece here in this first quarter. Here's a full court pressure and a steal. Knocked away by Lechtenberg out of bounds. Steal made by Geisen, second Irish turnover of the first quarter. That is what Why Not makes their living on. Pressure, defense, and turnovers. Off the floor, pass off the left side. Now with the basketball, Eliza Lang, at 24, I believe it is, a drive down the lane, and the ball is out of bounds. Touched last by Sacred Heart. Dorothy Krause in there for the Irish now.
Hymus tried to drive the paint there, John. So far, I'm impressed with the job the Irish defense is doing here.
They're doing well. One little tidbit, Coach Santa says, my hope is, so they haven't shown that they shoot the ball really well this year, so that's our hope they don't get hot tonight. With it on the left side now, Jordan Foxhoven out on the left side, pass the ball away, back in the middle, knocked loose by McKinley Scholl, and the Irish Scholl ends up with it after Krause had a piece of it as well. Now to the front court, Lechtenberg, up the floor, crossover dribble to the top of the key, had it knocked loose, she got it back, out to Sano for three, short, no good, rebound, out of bounds, off of the Irish.
Now this Why Not defense is picking up the Irish at three-quarters court, even after a missed basket, it's like a full-court press nearly. They're down here pressuring the defense, trying to get the turnovers.
All right, back in is Allison Wiesler, back in is Myra Sudbeck. And maybe Kayla Pinkelman back in as well. Three of them in and out.
Boy, these ponytails are a challenge, John.
Oh, yes. Forgot my scissors tonight. Off the floor with the basketball come the Why Not Blue Devils. Kinley Hymus with it. Pass to the middle and a block by Krause. That was a pass attempt or a shot attempt, but she got it down low, blocked it, out of bounds.
Krause got a big old handful of basketball down there.
So now the Blue Devils inbound from underneath, halfway through the first quarter. For three, it's on the way up. It's off the mark. No good from the right side by Hymus. Blue Devil rebound, and now it's back to Hymus. Top of key, left side. She'll pass it off. Now back out to Wiesler for three, and she buries the long one. That was a long shot. Allison Wiesler tossed it, got it, throws it ahead. Now D.C. Witt with the basketball. Dribble, comes up the floor to Scholl. McKinley Scholl out top, spins back into the middle. Hands off to Lechtenberg. A lot of contact, lost the handle. Steal by Wynot. Wynot with the ball and the lead now up the floor. Faking the three, driving to the middle. The pull, the shot on the way, no good by Wiesler. Rebound to the Irish, brought down McKinley Scholl. Scholl to the front court, keeps on going. Right side and Witt. Lost it, saved it. Able to throw it back to Gentry Lechtenberg. 2:55 to go. 5-2, the lead to the Blue Devils. Witt for the tie. Got it! Three-pointer for D.C. Witt. We're tied at 5.
Love to see the sophomore get that first three-pointer to drop, John.
Out on the left side with it. Caleb Hinkleman drives, pulls up, shoots on the rim. Got the friendly bounce that time, and the Blue Devils take the lead back. Now 7-5. Lechtenberg, who double-team over to Scholl. Senior dribbles it up for the Irish to midcourt. Comes across, leaves it off to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg down the lane, floats it up. It won't go, and the rebound brought down. We got a whistle. I got three. I have no idea what happened.
Foul's going to be on Gentry Lechtenberg. She was trying to get after that rebound and made contact on Lechtenberg. It'll be her first personal team foul, number two on the Irish. 2:15 to play here in the first quarter. 7-5. Why not on top?
So it's Blue Devil basketball. They continue to make changes.
Courtney Pinkelman back into the lineup now, a 5'8 senior back onto the floor.
Lechtenberg sits down for the Irish. Krause and Jones in there.
Jones back in.
Up the floor come the Blue Devils with the basketball. Geisen off the left side. Hands the ball away now to Courtney Pinkelman. Loose ball to the backcourt. Chased down. Witt knocks her down. Had it. Lost it. The Blue Devils have it. And now getting punched, I think, on the side of the face inadvertently was D.C. Witt. And it's going to be Why Not basketball.
D.C. Witt had the takedown and the pin.
D.C.'s first foul, team foul number 3 of the quarter on Sacred Heart. Out of the game now goes Annika Hymus, a 5'7 senior. Now bringing it up the floor. To the front are the Blue Devils. Geisen with it, passes it off. And it's Wiesler down the side. Back for three. Up and good by Haley Wiesler. And the lead is now 10-5. Why not? Number 3 with the Becker India. 3-for-3. Off the floor, Witt had it knocked loose. Timeout called by Sacred Heart to save that possession. Down 10-5, and we're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Buckets for Why Not. Sando into Scholl. A lone senior for the Irish. Dogged in the backcourt by the defender. Pressuring her all the way up. Now off to Witt. Left side Lechtenberg right back in there. They will not be able to afford to sit her very long tonight, will the Irish. Sando to Lechtenberg with a minute 20 to go on the left sideline. Spins in. Short. Jones the rebound. Put it up and got fouled. We'll head to the line.
Jones will be shooting two shots. The sophomore the freshman did a good job of getting after that defensive board. The foul is going to be called on Kenna Oligmuller. On Oligmuller, that's her first personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Blue Devils.
Allie Jones at the line to shoot a pair. The freshman fires it up. And line drive landed on the flat iron on the back and fell in. A little backspin. 10-6. Why not? With a 4-point advantage. Second one on the way up and off the back. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Kayla Pinkelman. Pinkelman will give the ball away now to Hymus.
Primus to the front with 105 to go in the first quarter. Driving up, Wiesler passes off, a runner through on the right side, and a block by Lechtenberg. Comes down with the ball, and now Lechtenberg gives the ball ahead. J.C. Witt. Right back to Lechtenberg. Witt ends up sitting on the floor into the bucket. Now off to Avery Sando. Sando, the defense, pushes the Irish out towards midcourt. Back over to the near side. It goes to McKinley Schull, 34 seconds to go. Sando had it knocked loose, chases it down the backcourt, turned around, lost it, and they say it's off Wynot. Wow, I didn't see that way, and I don't think anybody dressed in blue did either. There's Dorothy Krause back into the lineup. Krause checks in. She will replace D.C. Witt with 26 seconds to go in the quarter. All these inbound plays are a bit of an adventure. So Jones out.
And Witt stays.
Witt stays, right. From midcourt, the Irish on the far side of the floor looking to bring it in. They'll go into McKinley Schull. Backcourt for the senior. Heads up the floor with it. Off to Lechtenberg. Junior to the right side to Krause. She'll dribble, move across the floor, and misfired on the pass to Sando. Out of bounds, it hits the scorer's table on the far side. Now you're down four. You don't want to be down six or seven here at the end of the quarter if you can help it, if you're safe at heart. There's 15 seconds to go in quarter number one. Allison Wiesler will trigger in from midcourt. Bring it in the backcourt for Kinsley Hymus. Hymus, top of the key, moving left, goes around, pass over to the far corner, Wiesler for three, on the rim, no, rebound Sando, and the Irish won't get a shot off, but they are within four after one. It is Wynot 10, Sacred Heart 6, back in 1 minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Village Designs in Auburn is loving all the new spring arrivals that have been arriving daily, and they just know that you will love them too. Right now, through March 1st, Village Designs is giving an incredible 70% off all winter clearance. Sweaters, boots, jackets, shackets, and much more. Hurry in to see the new spring arrivals and find some fantastic bargains on winter clearance. Village Designs, downtown Auburn, where you always get top-notch customer service with a smile.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Back here at the Advantage Center, we've got a 10-6 game.
John Drake, quickly, a scoring update from Olathe, Kansas, down to Mid-American Nazarene at the half. The Peru State Bobcats are trailing Mid-American Nazarene 35-32. That's in the Heart of America Conference Tournament semifinal action. 35-32, Mid-American Nazarene leading Peru State. Here it's 10-6. Why not? Up by four. Blue Devils at the basketball. We move to second quarter action. Into forecourt on the dribble is Kinsley Hymus. Hymus comes to the near side, finds Sudbeck with the basketball. Sudbeck works to the right side of the circle. Up top it comes to Wiesler. Wiesler bounce pass to the left elbow. In the paint, they go back to Sudbeck. Top of the key, long three, up and good. Ira Sudbeck hits the three from the top of the circle, and the lead is 7, 13-6, biggest lead for either team. Down court, McKinley Schull with the basketball. Almost has it dribbled away, pressuring defense. They get it up top. Lechtenberg across the court on the left side, handles the basketball, comes to the near side on the handoff, finds Sando with the ball. Sando back up to D.C. Witt. The ball knocked away, out of bounds, tipped away over here by Caleb Pinkelman. Came right into our broadcast table. McKinley Schull will inbound it right in front of John here at our broadcast point. Inbound the pass to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg moves toward the hoop. Bounce pass. Looks underneath left side. Got it down to Krause in the, or to Krause in the corner. Now back up top it comes with the ball on the left wing. McKinley Schull. Schull goes inside. Lechtenberg has the ball tipped away and stolen. Oh, I thought Scholl was going to get a steal right back for a minute. Down court it comes to Allison Weaver. Weaver across the timeline. Up to the top of the circle goes to Kinsley Hymus. This is Hymus with the basketball out near the midcourt circle. Finds Sudbeck on the left wing. Now Sudbeck inside the free throw circle. Across court pass goes with it. Baseline. Low post, deep left side. Kinsley Hymus. Hymus in traffic. Fell to the floor. Lost the handle on the basketball. Now struggling to get it back. A jump ball is called. And the possession arrow is going to favor the Irish. Sacred Heart will have the ball.
Doesn't matter if it's a made basket, a missed basket, or a turnover. They're going to press and go right after the ball as soon as they can.
Yeah, even on a missed basket, it's just like a made basket as far as full court pressure. They're all over on defense. All right, the inbound, the pass is tipped away from D.C. Witt. Witt touched it last, and John, there's another costly turnover for the Irish. Myra Sudbeck tipped that ball away.
That's the sixth turnover against Sacred Heart here in the first 9.5 minutes of the game.
Weisler inbounds the pass to the top of the key to Kinsley Hymus. Hymus backs it out near the midcourt circle, guarded by D.C. Witt. Works to the right side. Cable Pinkelman sets a pick for him. This is Weisler with the basketball. Finds Sudbeck on the left side. Top of the key. Long three is up. Missed everything. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Sacred Heart's basketball.
And that'll give a chance to set up the press again.
6:06 to play here in the first half. 13-6. Why not? Up by 7. Irish trailing. Full court pressure. Need to get it in bounds. The ball kicked out of bounds by Caleb Pinkelman. Having a hard time down there is Scholl to get this thing inbounded. Pinkelman right in her face. Now it does get it into Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg will try to dribble it up court. She's being harassed there by Kinsley Hymus. Right past our table, across the timeline, in the forecourt. And she got mugged right here in front of us. Whistling a foul, I think, is going to go on Sudbeck.
And we commented the other night, the Irish had to stop dribbling to the corner as they crossed midcourt, and they are doing that again.
They get trapped here. The foul is going to be on Myra Sudbeck, her second personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Blue Devils. Irish basketball, Avery Sandel will trigger it in forecourt on the side. Gets it to Lechtenberg. She dribbles to the corner, gets knocked to the floor. A jump ball is called. The possession arrow goes the other direction. Why not? I'll tell you, this is, you heard Coach Sandel say in the pregame show, John, this is the same old why not basketball, pressuring in your face, in your back pocket defense, constantly.
Yeah, that's what they've done so far. And a little kind of a line change about at least every other time there's a dead ball.
Courtney Pinkelman in, replacing Kenna Oligmuller now. Oligmuller, the sophomore, takes a seat. And here come the Blue Devils. Up court, on the dribble. Kinsley Hymus will set the offense. He's picked up by D.C. Witt. Hymus now works to the right side, baseline, kicks it to the left side corner, open look for a long two from the corner by Courtney Pinkelman. Pinkelman got the two from the left side baseline. Makes it 15-6, a 9-point lead. Irish having trouble with his pressure. Sandel gets it across the timeline to Witt. Grouse down in the corner was all alone for a moment. Now Witt backs into the paint. Little floater from the right side, up and good. A.C. Witt's got 5 points in the ballgame, and it's 15-8, our score. The lead is 7. Irish, we're down by 9 there momentarily. With the ball, top of the circle, Kinsley Hymus kicks it to the right elbow.
Geisen,
round to the top of the key, that's Geisen with the ball. This is Hymus now. Hymus, free throw line, jump shot up, Hymus off, no good. And a rebound, ball nearly stolen away, comes out to the corner to Geisen once again. And Geisen passes back to the top of the key to Hymus. Kinsley Hymus, right elbow. Courtney Pinkelman holds the ball. Pinkelman gives it up now to Kayla Pinkelman. Left side, Hymus underneath. Kayla Pinkelman driving the lane up. Got it. And she'll be fouled. Kayla Pinkelman got the bucket. She'll be going to the line for the and one.
A little pick and roll there. She got the pass, threw it away, rolled to the hole, and got the bucket. Scholl called for her first foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart.
At the free throw line will be Kayla Pinkelman for the and one. 4 minutes, 31 seconds to play here in the first half. 17-8 our score. Kayla Pinkelman, a 5'10 senior, averages 8 points per ball game. Already has 4 tonight. This shot is up and off, no good, and there with the rebound is D.C. Witt. Witt will try and bring it up court. She's double-teamed already across to McKinley Scholl. Joel into fourth court across the division line. Back up to Witt at the top of the key. Witt works to the right elbow, gives to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg in the paint, floater, no, partially blocked. Tipped away by Jones, knocked out of bounds. Jones touched it last, and it'll be Wynot's basketball.
Blue Devils bring back into the ballgame now Elias Lang, 5'7", junior.
Just about every stoppage in play, you see two or three subs in here for Wynot. Coach Steve Weiser constantly substituting.
Keeps everybody fresh.
Yeah. All right, 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go, first half. 17-8, Irish down by 9. Into fourth court with the ball is Eason to the corner left wing. Inside the paint, handling the ball there is Pinkelman. Back to Eason. Eason, rather. Now looking under the basket, Kayla Pinkelman. Lob pass inside. Oh, nice steal by Lechtenberg. Outlet pass to Jones. They come over to McKinley Scholl. Scholl will be met at half court. A cross court pass to the far side. This is Lechtenberg with the ball. Lechtenberg hands up to Dacey Witt. Pressuring defense. Witt, little pirouette spin move to the left side. Into the corner. Avery Sando. Now Jones works to the right side of the free throw lane. Is inside. Scholl off the ball off her foot. Dribbled it off the foot. Grabbed up the loose basketball by Wynot. Down court it comes. Oligmuller. Oligmuller takes it in for a driving layup. It's off. No good. Sando comes up with the basketball on the left side baseline. Outlet pass to Witt. Across court, McKinley Scholl. Scholl brings it up court with 3:08 to go in the first half. Irish down 17-8. Witt tries to back into traffic. Witt. Now looked over to Sando. The ball tipped away out of bounds by Jalen Geisen. Geisen knocked it away, and here comes another sub into the ballgame for Wynot.
Unfortunately, most of Sagar's offense is setting up between the circles, more toward that spike line out here for the volleyball court. And they really they get in 2 or 3 feet under the free throw line, and then there's all hands literally on deck for Wynot.
Irish basketball going to be stolen away in the inbound pass. Breakaway for the layup. Couldn't get it. A whistle and a foul. No chance at all to get that layup as they were fouled emphatically.
It's a pick'em.
Kenna Oligmuller is going to be at the line to shoot two shots here.
McKinley Scholl whistled for the foul. That's her second, the second team foul of the quarter on the Irish.
At the free throw line, Oligmuller, first one is up, off, no good. Oligmuller, a 5'9 sophomore, averages 9 points per ball game. She has not scored yet tonight here at the Devaney Center. Kenna Oligmuller, second free throw is on the way. It's up and off, also no good. McKinley Scholl comes down with a defensive board. Outlet pass to Lechtenberg. Irish really struggling to get the ball up the court here, John. Now Lechtenberg goes into the paint, kicks it to the corner right side. Avery Sando. Avery not able to get much of a look at it. The defender's all over her the minute the ball arrives. Now gives it up to Witt. Witt with a long three that's off, no good. Jones down there battling for the rebound, tips it back into Sando. Great job there by the freshman Jones to keep that possession and get it back to Sando. Now Dacey Witt with the ball. 2:19 to go here in the first half. 17-8. Witt with a spin move. Shot is up. Short off the front of the rim. Rebound to Wynot. Quickly down court. That's Wiesler. Check that. Hymus with the ball. Now from the right side, a three that's up and off. No good. McKinley Scholl has the rebound. Gives the outlet pass. Again, down court on the dribble, bringing the ball into fourth court, Jeffrey Lechtenberg.
I have this bad feeling Lechtenberg is going to pick up a foul on one of these screens she's setting.
Yeah, Lechtenberg all the way in for the driving layup. Oh, they say it was a clean block. A lot of contact under there. Fast break the other way, driving lay-in up and good by Kinsley Hymus. Hymus' first field goal tonight. He's got 4 points. Timeout taken on the floor. 1:41 to play in the first half. It's 19-8. Why not on top? We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Quick scoring update from Olathe, Kansas, with 6:59 to play in the game in the Heart of America Conference semifinals. The Peru State Bobcats are leading the number one seed, Mid-America Nazarene, 55-52. They've got a dandy. We'll have a scoring update and a final for you on that one during our broadcast. Here we have a minute 41 to play in the first half. 19-8 your score. Why not? With the 11-point advantage here in this first half.
Sacred Heart has only one player with a field goal in this ball game. D.C. Witts made a 3 and a 2.
Other than that, just 3 free throws is all they've come up with in this entire first half. Pressuring defense from Wynot, just giving the Irish all kinds of fits here. Inbound the pass, Lechtenberg. Back in comes to McKinley Scholl. Scholl races down the floor. Caleb Finkelman gives chase. Scholl across finds Lechtenberg again. Lechtenberg being harassed there by Geisen. Geisen gives up to Scholl. Scholl kicks it out to D.C. Witt with the free throw circle, top of the key. Right side pass comes to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, spin move in the paint. Floater up, no. Rebound tipped around. Pulling down the board is Allison Wiesler. Outlet pass. Down court is Hymus. Hymus kicks to the left corner. Open look three from the left side. Up and good by Jalen Geisen. Geisen got the three from the left corner. Suddenly, John is 22-8 with 1 minute to go here in the first half. Irish need a possession with a score. Here's a three from the corner. Up and good. Is that a two by Sando? Avery Sando got the two just inside the three-point arc. At the other end, on the baseline, working to the left side, in the paint, right side of the free throw lane, handling the ball. That's Pinkelman. Back to the top of the key. It comes up. Kinsley Hymus. 34 seconds to go.
Pull it out for one.
Now Wynot's going to play for one. Up by 12 here, 22-10. Kinsley Hymus, the point guard ball handler, flips it to the right side to Allison Wiesler. Wiesler comes up again to Kinsley Hymus. Hymus guarded by McKinley Scholl. Hymus behind the back dribble. Clock down now to 14 seconds. Hymus works to the right side of the three-point arc. Now a long across-court skip pass comes. In the paint, all the way shot up and good by Ellison Wiesler. Wiesler got the two. Irish won't get a shot off. And at the half, our halftime score, why not? 24, Sacred Heart 10. We'll step aside for a 2 minute timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Back here at the Devaney Center, it's halftime. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish trailing Wynot 24-10. Our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's John with a look at the first half numbers.
In the first half, why not jump to a 10-6 lead after one quarter? We were tied at 2, we were tied at 5, and we had just the one lead change. The After Irish took a 2-0 lead. But it was the Blue Devils outscoring the Irish in the second period, 14-4 in that second quarter. For Sagan Hart in the first half, D.C. Witt, 5 points. Avery Santa with 2. 2 for Gentry Lechtenberg at the free throw line, and 1 for Hallie Jones, also obviously at the free throw line in the first half. The Irish, I had him for 9 first half turnovers. 2 fouls on McKinley Scholl for the Irish, nobody else with more than 1. For the Why Not Blue Devils in the first half, it is balanced scoring as you would expect. Jalen Geisen, 3. Kaylee Weisler, 3. Courtney Pinkelman, 2. Myra Sudbeck with 3. Allison Weisler with 5. We have 4 for Kinsley Hymus and 4 for Kayla Pinkelman. Why Not made 4 triples in the first half compared to 1 for the Irish. I had them just for 3 turnovers in the first half. They have 2 fouls on Myra Sudbeck. Nobody else with more than 1 in the first half. The Irish 3 for 4 at the line. 2 for 5 in the first half, the free throw line for the Why Not Blue Devils.
John, the glaring statistic there, the Irish with only 3 field goals, a tray and two deuces, just nothing being generated there on the floor.
They don't look like they're confident. There's no time. If you're not ready when you get the ball to shoot right away, you're going to have somebody in your face.
Yeah. This halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, then update the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
I perform for our high school choir director, who taught me to breathe from the diaphragm and sing from the heart.
Speech, debate, theater, music. The performing arts teach valuable life lessons that typically aren't taught in the classroom. They help high school students learn leadership skills that prepare them to enjoy more satisfying, productive lives.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Who will you perform for?
This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the high school in your community.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 36. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 70. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Clear skies, tomorrow night, lows around 54. Mainly sunny and dry, Sunday and Monday, upper 70s. Sunday, upper 60s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3. This February, F&M Bank is looking to share the love by bringing you exceptional service and financial opportunities. Need a loan? We've got you covered. Looking for smart saving options? F&M Bank has tailored solutions just for you. Plus, our friendly, locally known team is always ready to assist you with a smile. Whether it's personal banking, loans, or financial advice, F&M Bank is here to make your financial journey a breeze. Visit us today and experience a bank with a heart. Because at F&M Bank, it's not just about money. It's about you. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Back here to the Devaney Center with 24-10, Wynot's Blue Devils leading Fall City Sacred Heart in this Class D2 Girls State Semifinal. The winner moves on to play in the championship tomorrow night, scheduled for 8:15, which very rarely happens at that time. And the third place game tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock for the team that comes up on the short side of the scoreboard in this one, Randy.
That game will be played at Lincoln East High School, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The opponent will be Howells Dodge for that third place consolation game. I want to remind everybody also we'll be back in Lincoln next week for the Boys State Basketball Tournament beginning on Thursday. A 3:15 tip-off here at the Devaney Center in the Class C1 State Tournament. The Auburn Bulldogs undefeated, 26-0. They're the number 3 seed of the tournament. They'll be taking on D.C. West, the number 6 seed. They're 22-3, and this will be a rare rematch of a regular season game. Auburn got a win earlier in the season over D.C. West. So again, that's a 3:15 tip-off pregame show at 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon on Sunny 101.3. Then also on Thursday, right after that, a 6 o'clock tip-off, 5:45 pregame, the Johnson Brock Eagles, the other undefeated boys team in Nemaha County. They are 25-0. They'll be facing the number 7 seed Riverside. Riverside Chargers are 19-7 on the year, so they've had a good year of it. So what a year for Nemaha County. Only 3 teams in the state remaining undefeated, and 2 of them are right there in Nemaha County. Johnson, Brock, and Auburn coming into the state tournament.
Maybe they could end up Pawnee City or Humboldt later and play for the Nemaha County Championship.
Yeah, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
It would. I thought maybe Seth was going to play Happy Birthday during the break for you today. Happy birthday.
Thank you, John. I've spent a lot of birthdays here at the Devaney Center and over Pinnacle Bank Arena. State tournament. What a great place to spend your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say thanks to the Lady Irish here. A minute ago, the coaches brought me a nice little birthday card, and all the girls signed it, wrote Happy Birthday, and I've got a drawer full of those over the years from these state tournaments, and it's much appreciated. It's a great bunch of young ladies. When they were warming up before the game started here, running their layups, a couple of them came by and said Happy Birthday. That's pretty neat.
Well, the Irish got to get something on track offensively here. They need a little boost of confidence.
Yes, they do. They need to get some balls to fall here so they can feel better about their offense. I want to remind everyone, if you enjoy this coverage of the state basketball tournament, be sure to say thanks to our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast, and that's Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Say thanks to Bruna Implement Company for this coverage of high school basketball.
It's going to be Stinger basketball to start the third quarter. The Irish will inbound here in front of us at midcourt. Coach Sando and Sando over there still giving directions.
Well, one of the mismatches you have here, you have a group of seniors out here putting a whole bunch of pressure on some freshmen and sophomores, and that's probably why we are where we are right now.
All right, in front of us, Avery Standard inbound the ball for the Irish. Looking, needs help. Goes backward. Casey Wood has to chase it down. And now she's going to be dogged all the way up the floor here by Kinsley Hymas to the front court. And she lost the ball. Out of bounds, she crossed midcourt. Not the serve the Irish were looking for.
Just incredible pressure being applied here by the Blue Devils.
Oh, the Blue Devils get the basketball back. And up the floor comes Kinsley Hymas with it. Off the left side to Allison Wiesler. Into the post, and now back out to the left side on the wing, and a bounce pass again to the middle. This time Sudbeck takes it out, shot on the way, no good. And the rebound saved in by the Irish by Dacey Witt, and it goes to Sando up the floor ahead to Lechtenberg. And Lechtenberg with the left hand got it to roll in. Her first field goal of the ball game, and now it is a 12-point advantage, 24-12. 7:17 to go in the third quarter here. We get the first minute of the third quarter going. Pass it off with it. Sudbeck looks, dribbles, goes left, back to the right with the pass. And it's Wiesler down the lane on the right side, fires it up and got it. Allison Wiesler with 7. Well, she looks taller than 5'10". Up the floor against the pressure. Now Lechtenberg, double team, leaves it backcourt. Scholl ahead now to Witt. Cross court in the corner. Santa's open. You just can't see her to get her the ball over there with the long skip pass it would take. And now Scholl fakes the handoff. Keeps it. Double dribble. Yes, she did. Went from one hand to the other trying to get rid of the basketball. And another Irish turnover.
God, it's just so hard to handle the ball when you've got two or three people slapping at you from all directions. And sometimes it feels like there has to be more than 5 defenders out there.
I would think so. So up the floor with the basketball, once again, Kinsley Hymas, senior. Off the left side, now Sudbeck. Sudbeck will work it over to the far side. Now Wiesler with it, past the middle, taken away. Sander got a piece of it, it goes to Lechtenberg. Up the floor, down the lane, goes the junior. Stripped to the basketball, and a whistle and a foul. Are you going to call that before the shot?
I think they're going to say, now they're discussing whether it was on the floor.
I think they called it on the floor.
Or if it's going to be a shooting foul. The two officials are discussing it here.
Foul.
It's going to be on Oleg Mueller. Gets called for the personal. Her second personal. First team foul of the quarter. It will not be a shooting foul.
All right. Inbounding will be McKinley Scholl, the senior for the Irish. Gets it into Lechtenberg. The defender's left her. She missed it inside on the layup. It goes out of bounds off of the Why Not Blue Devils.
Boy, Gentry's going to make 9 out of 10 of those, John.
Well, that tried to go right into the bucket instead of the backboard that time, and it went right over the top of it. And now Scholl will trigger from the baseline again, lob it out to Lechtenberg. Lots of contact, dribbles up, 3 defenders, missed it, got it back, shoots it, no, but a whistle and a foul.
I think this time Lechtenberg will be at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. Allison Wiesler is going to be tagged for that personal. On Wiesler, her first foul, team foul number 2 of the quarter on the Blue Devils.
Lechtenberg at the line, trying to get the Irish back in this thing, now down 14. Up short on the free throw, no good. She'll get another one.
Gentry is 71% free throw shooter on the season. She's 2 out of 3 tonight.
Junior gets ready. Fires. It's up, and it's good. And it's now 26-13, the lead to the Blue Devils. To the front. Hymus off the right side. Sudbeck, man-to-man defense by the Irish. Out top, he goes to Ogemuller. Down the lane, whistle and a foul.
Probably on Jones, I think.
She's got a guilty look, doesn't she?
No. Lexburg?
Yep.
Going to go on Gentry. That's her second personal. First team foul of the quarter on the Irish.
Kenna Ogemuller at the line and rolls around and falls in. She's 1 for 3 at the line now, and the lead is 27-13, back up to 14. Matching the biggest lead of the game. Up and good. Now it's a 15-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Bring it in the backcourt. Casey Witt off to Shull. Shull looking. They need to clear out. She clears her out with her forearm. Now to the front court. Leaves the ball. Lechtenberg driving left to the corner. Witt drives into the middle. Floats it up and won't go. And the rebound is brought down, and on the run is Hyman. On the left side to Wiesler. Wiesler moves to the free throw circle. Out on the right side it goes again. Ogemuller, and she gets underneath, throws in the middle, is taken away by the Irish. Santos passed across, tipped away. Witt saved it. Might have been better off letting that one go out of bounds. Now to McKinley Shull on the left side of the floor to Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg guards her by Ogemuller. Moving right, Jones knocked down, setting the screen. Three ball for Witt on the rim, won't go. Fight for the rebound, brought down by Wiesler. She'll outlet the ball to the right side. It comes up the floor to Hymus. Hymus into the paint, through the paint, leaves the ball off for Ogemuller. And now Jones reaches in, held ball, will stay on the why not end. Sacred Heart beat why not in the championship game a year ago. 1 point game, 33-32 that day. Now it's a 15-point why not lead here. Out top with the basketball to the top. It goes to Wiesler. Inside, loose, stolen away. Here comes Lechtenberg the other way for the Irish. Into the paint against four defenders. Throws the ball to the sideline to the Irish bench. And off the hands of Witt, out of bounds.
We hate to see those unforced turnovers like that, John. Very costly. Back into the lineup now comes Isabel Hymus. Isabel Hymus in replacing Kayla Pinkelman for the Blue Devils.
12 Irish turnovers so far in this ballgame, according to my score sheet. Up the floor comes Hymus. Down through traffic. Gives the ball off. Taking the three, Sudbeck. Back to Hymus, drive to the baseline, double team, oh, and a reach-in foul. That's Lechtenberg or Shull. It's going to be three on one of them.
That's going to be Gentry Lechtenberg on Lechtenberg. That is her third personal and team foul number two of the quarter on the Irish.
Everybody gets on the corner of the lane as why not inbound, stolen away by Shull. Takes the inbound, and now off to Lechtenberg on the right side, up the floor she charges. Leaves it off for Witt. She traveled probably. Get a little jump and then backs with a dribble. In, passes out to Sando. Can't get the shot away. And a foul will be called here on the Blue Devils. 13.
Foul's going to be on Kinsley Hymus. On Hymus, that's her first personal. Team foul number 3 of the quarter on the Blue Devils.
And now we bring three different Blue Devils into the ball game here. Now inbounding will be McKinley Shull from the baseline, leaks it in, and Witt for three, got it from the left side of the circle. Daisy Witt now with 8 in the ball game, and it's 28-16. So a three-pointer for the Irish. They'll need some more of those. Up the floor on the left side, Jalen Geisen back in the ball game. Shull tips the pass, now into the free throw area, Lang with it, Lang gives it off, and a block by Lechtenberg as the shot is spun up there by Annika Hymus. Now it's Witt chasing the backcourt by two defenders ahead, Sando, left side for three, Lechtenberg, short, no good, ball finds its way back, your left hand layup is up and good, 7 for Lechtenberg, it's a 10-point lead, 28-18.
This game isn't over, John.
3:05 to play. Timeout called by the Blue Devils. They take the timeout. It's a 10-point lead for the Blue Devils. Back in 30 seconds on the MSG Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Kreifels, registered dietitian at the Nemaha County Hospital. It's time again to celebrate because March is National Nutrition Month. This month, we are reminded about the importance of making informed food choices and creating healthy eating and physical activity habits. Join us at the Nemaha County Hospital as we strive to create a healthier lifestyle together. From choosing nutrient-rich foods to staying active, every step we take brings us closer to a healthier tomorrow.
They thought, apparently, they had to bring it the length of the floor, a couple of them, and lined up on the wrong end of the floor. They took the timeout. They've got the ball.
That's enough to confuse us.
Yeah. We're bringing it back into Allison Wiesler. She'll bring it in. 3:05 to play in the third quarter. And the ball off again to Kinsley Hymus. Hymus with a dribble off the right side. Wiesler. Free throw circle. Back out. Now again, it's going to be Hymus dribbling in to the paint. Inside out pass. Wiesler carries the three from a couple of feet behind the three-point line. And now it's a 13-point event. That's her second triple of the ball game.
Allison Wiesler in double figures now. 10 points for Allison.
31-18. Lechtenberg up the floor. Double team. Turn around. Picked up her dribble. Now it goes to McKinley Shaw. Shaw driving right. Gets away from one defender. Lost the handle on it. Tried to go to Hallie Jones. Missed wide on the pass. And out of bounds it goes to the Why Not Blue Devils. 2:15 to go here in quarter number three. Off the floor with the basketball, it will be Kinsley Hymus, the senior. She's going to hold it out near the midcourt circle. Now start the offense to the right side. Off the left side, Sudbeck in the middle of the floor. Passes left, Wiesler into the paint, taken away. Good job of the defense, steal by Shaw. Ahead to Witt, goes in. And they're going to say there was no contact or no block shot.
My goodness.
Why not ball? Stacy going in there on the left side off her left hand. The ball went flying up in the air wide of everything. And they say nobody touched it for Why Not. Here come the Blue Devils to the front now. Off the left side, Sudbeck with the basketball. Sudbeck to the middle with the basketball to Wiesler. Right side spins into the paint. Taken away by the Irish. Lechtenberg with the steal. Lechtenberg pulls up and she got bailed out. She got fouled. It was going to be traveling, but she got hit, and it'll be a foul on Why Not.
I think they're going to get Kayla Pinkelman for this one. On Pinkelman, that'll be her first personal. That's the 14th foul of the quarter on the Blue Devils with 1:26 to go here in the period.
All right. Ball's coming up. I think they put that on. Yeah, they put that on Oligmuller, number 12.
I'm sorry. All right.
So the Irish to inbound from the baseline. Shaw brings it in. Lechtenberg up the ladder to get it. In trouble. Gets it away. Now to Witt with a minute 20 to go in the third. Down by 13 are the Irish. Witt drives. Shoots and scores on the left side. She has 10 points now for the Irish. Up the floor quickly. Now it goes to Wiesler. Back out top. Hymus working the right side. Give it away on the left side. Now over to Sudbeck on the wing. Drives in, passes off, gets the ball inside, and down the lane, up and good for Kayla Pinkelman, now with six in the game, and it's 33-20. To the other end we go, the Irish inside, Jones' shot is rejected. Good job by Wiesler on the defense, Sudbeck on the run the other way, off the glass, up, in, and a foul on Sacred Heart.
Now, Sudbeck took that thing coast to coast, John. You can see she was going to take it all the way in. Foul's going to be called on Daisy Witt. That's her second personal, team foul number three of the quarter. And at the line for the and one is Myra Sudbeck.
That whole exchange there could be the game changer. You get the block shot and the paint and a three-point opportunity at the other end that they connect on. That's six for Sudbeck, and the Irish now lead by six, or trail by 16.
Biggest lead of the game for Why Not, 16 points.
35 seconds to go, third quarter. Witt in the backcourt, moving up, sees a crease, goes in, and the ball They call a reach-in foul. I guess they did. That should be free throws for the Irish here. Probably on zero. Dyson. And serve first. Team foul number five. Stacy Witt's going to be at the line to shoot two here, John. Sophomore gets ready. A couple of threes, a couple of twos. Her first free throw chance tonight is up off the mark. No good. Bellevue Wesley, Lincoln South West, 46-40. That Class A game tonight going on. All right, Witt ready again. It's on the way up, and it won't go. Rebound out of bounds off of the Blue Devils. Two Blue Devils got inside. Hallie Jones got behind him. Maybe helped that ball out of there a little bit. But now it'll be Schulte inbound from the baseline. Lob it in. Lechtenberg made the catch. Double team. Dribbles now in the paint. Right side. Dishes off to Schulte. Got away from defender. Puts it up. It won't go. Rebound picked up by Geisen. Geisen away ahead up the floor to Hymus. Hymus with 10 seconds on the clock. Backing up toward midcourt. Six keeps the dribble. Down the lane she goes. And a blocking foul.
Offensive foul.
Okay. On Hymus. Saw him go to his hips like a block. Hymus calling for her first foul of the ball game. And the Irish will get it with 3.5 seconds to go in quarter number three. So it will be Schulte inbounded. There's three offensive players and three defensive players on that end of the court. Into Lechtenberg, and it's off her hands, out of bounds.
They got 2 seconds to work with.
So that is turnover number 14 against the Irish. Here comes three more offensive players back in here for Wydon now. 2 seconds to go. Why not ball right in front of their own bench. Triggering in will be Allison Weisler. And I try to go right back to her if they can get it in quick. She goes down low, knocked away by Lechtenberg out of bounds. And that ends the quarter. It is 36-20. The lead belongs to Why Not. We're back in 1 minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Welcome back here to the Devaney Center. 36-20 our score after three quarters. The Irish trail. Very quickly, John, we have a final from Olathe, Kansas in the Heart of America Conference Basketball Tournament. The Peru State Bobcats have upset the number one seeded Mid-America Nazarene 71-67. Peru State moves to the championship in the Heart of America Conference Tournament. Congratulations to Roman Gentry and the Peru State Bobcats. Back to live action here at the Devaney Center. A.C. Witt on the dribble, works to the right side of the circle, gives up to Avery Sano. Sano being harassed by Sudbeck. Bounce pass into the corner. With the left side, McKinley Scholl in the paint. Scholl kicks it out to the right side. Dacey Witt for three. Short off the rim. Jones battles for the rebound. Rips the basketball away from Kayla Pinkelman. But a held ball is called. And the possession arrow stays with Minot.
16-point deficit for the Irish here to go into the fourth quarter.
Inbound the pass. They get it into forecourt to Hymus. Hymus being double-teamed near midcourt. Falls to the floor, waiting for a whistle. Nothing there. Down court they go with it underneath the basket. Shot is up off the glass. Won't go, but a whistle and a foul, and we're going to send Kenna Oligmuller to the free throw line.
I'm
Speaking of that, foul is on, yes it is, Avery Santo, her first of the ball game. Her first foul of the quarter on St. Hers. They came out in full court pressure now.
Oleg Mueller, 2 out of 2 from the line tonight, or 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. This shot is up and good. She's now made 3 of 5. 5'9 sophomore. She averages 9.1 points per ball game. She's been held to just 3 points tonight. Second shot is up. It's short off the rim, but the rebound comes down to Wynot. On the top of the key, here's a steal. Daisy Witt starts down court. They're going to say she traveled.
Double
turns
dribble.
The ball over. Double dribble.
A turnover each way. 7 against the Devils and 15 on the Irish now.
Irish trailing by 17 points, 37-20, with 7:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Wynot with the basketball. They inbound it to Hymas in backcourt. Kinsley Hymas on the dribble. Chasing after Scholl. Hymas feeds it into traffic. They kick it back out onto the right wing to Pinkelman. There's a long three that's off the glass that doesn't go. Rebound underneath the basket by Oleg Mueller. A whistle on the baseline, and we're going to have another foul, I think, called on the Irish.
I think it'll be Hallie Jones with the foul. Hallie picks up her second foul and the second foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart.
So it'll be Wynot's basketball under their own basket. Kayla Pinkelman will inbound it on the baseline right side. Go ahead, John, top of the hour.
Sacred Heart basketball for the state tournament on Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City, and on KTNC, Fall City, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM.
There's the inbound pass tipped away in the corner on the baseline right side. Tipped away down there by McKinley Scholl. Scholl touched it last. And it'll stay with the Blue Devils. Here's the inbound pass up to Hymas. Kinsley Hymas backs it clear out near the midcourt circle. McKinley Scholl comes out to give chase. Now to the left wing across court. Pinkelman. Baseline right side. Hymas again. Feeds underneath the basket. No shot there. Open look in the corner. They passed it up. They're going to just slow things down and not shoot the ball now. Weisler with it. Allison Weisler, top of the circle. Up by 17 points. Ball tipped away by Jeffrey Lechtenberg. Grabbed up loose by Hymas. She takes it to the baseline for a layup. Oh, and that ball got swatted away by Hallie Jones.
Lechtenberg missing a shoe.
Jones blocked that one into next week there. That looked like a volleyball spike. All right, the basketball will stay with the Blue Devils. The clock is down to 6:24 to go in the ballgame. 37-20, Blue Devils up by 17. Inbounding it on the baseline, it comes up to Hymas.
Oh,
a collision, and that's an unfortunate one there for Kinsley Hymas. She caught an elbow. It was inadvertent, but she caught an elbow to the jaw. Foul's going to be on McKinley Scholl. I have that as her third personal, John. Team foul number 3. Whole set of new ball players coming in again here. They'll play it in on the near side in forecourt.
I've seen them all before, though.
Yeah, they've all been in. Inbounding the pass, Allison Weisler. Now a collision. McKinley Scholl collided with Myra Sudbeck. Sudbeck went to the floor, and Scholl, with 2 quick fouls, has 4 personal.
McKinley asked for her, said, what did I do? She just stand there.
Weisler to inbound it on the side in forecourt. Gets the ball into Jalen Geisen. Geisen double team. There's a steal. Avery Santo. Here comes the defender. Santo has the ball knocked away by Myra Sudbeck. Sudbeck's going to get called for the personal. And at the free throw line will be Avery Santo. She'll be shooting 2 shots.
I got to tell you, if I'm a Wynot fan, I'm not very happy with that call right there.
Yeah. Avery Santo has 2 points tonight on 1 field goal. This will be her first try from the free throw line. Santo's free throw is up and good. Santo, a 5'5 sophomore. A lot of young ball players on this team. Another freshman back into the ball game. Dorothy Krause comes in, replacing McKinley Scholl, who sets out with 4 personals. So we've seen a lot of freshmen and sophomores seeing action in this ball game tonight. Avery Santo ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up and good also. Santo hit them both. Now Avery has 4 points in the ballgame. There's a steal by D.C. Witt, but she couldn't control it. The ball gets way out of bounds. It'll stay with Wynot.
D.C.'s giving good effort on both ends of the floor here, Randy.
Certainly is. 6 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the ballgame. It's 37-22. Irish down by 15. The inbound pass comes into Caleb Pinkelman. Now Sudbeck has it taken away by Sano. Sudbeck gives chase. Sano pulls it out and gives the ball up to Lechtenberg. Now Lechtenberg, left-handed dribble, left side of the lane, in traffic. Puts a floater up off the top, doesn't go. Rebound brought down by Wynot and then tied up. Great job there by Dorothy Krause again to reach in and get her hands on the basketball.
5:54 left. It's a 37-22 lead for the Wynot Blue Devils.
McKinley Scholl, the only senior on this roster, right back into the game, replacing Dorothy Krause. Only one senior on the entire roster for Sacred Heart, John. McKinley Scholl will inbound it. Baseline right side, triggers it in under the bucket. Waiting to lob it up top. Gets it to Lechtenberg in the paint. Floater by Lechtenberg. Up, bounces off the back of the iron. Won't go. And the rebound comes down to Wynot. We're going to have a reach-in foul. If that's McKinley Scholl, she just fouled out.
And she did. She's headed for the bench. So McKinley fouls out. No points in the ball game with 5:49 to go.
The senior, well, she'll have a third-place consolation game to play tomorrow afternoon. Her career has not ended with that foul out. At the free throw line will be Kenna Oligmuller. Oligmuller has made 3 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight, has 3 points in the ballgame. Our score 37-22, 5:49 to go in the contest. The first free throw is up. It hits the back iron and bounces off. Doesn't go. She'll get another attempt. Sudbeck back into the lineup now. Sudbeck in replacing Allison Weisler. Free throw on the way up. This one is good. Got it to drop. Makes her score 38-22. 5:49 to go in the ballgame. Into forecourt, Gentry Lechtenberg. Double teamed immediately. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by Caleb Pinkelman. Pinkelman outlet pass. Gives it up to Hymus. Kinsley Hymus backs it out where Dacey Witt gives chase. Hymus dribbles back behind the back. Now tries to work to the left elbow, looks across court. Across court pass to the near side. Gets it over to Liza Lange. Lange back up top to Hymus. Witt is all over her. Man, Dacey's working hard, John.
Yeah.
They got her tied up, and now timeout's going to be called by Steve Weiser to preserve the possession. The clock shows 5:17 to go, 38-22 our score. Why not on top? We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
We welcome you back inside the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. 5 minutes, 17 seconds. Love to play in this one. Our score, 38-22. Why not on top? And, John, if this game proceeds as it has so far, we'll be over in Lincoln East tomorrow afternoon for a third-place consolation game. The Sacred Heart Irish would be scoring off with Owls Dodge. That game heard live tomorrow afternoon, scheduled for a 3 o'clock tip-off, pregame show around 2:45 for that one. The Irish came in here tonight 21-4, and when you think about it, that's a pretty remarkable season record.
Yes, it is.
For a young, inexperienced basketball team at Sacred Heart, with only one senior on the roster and one starter out injured for half the season. Why not? We'll have the basketball to play it in with 5:17 to go in the contest. Inbounding the pass, Kenna Oligmuller. Oligmuller gets it up top, comes to Pinkelman. Sudbeck on the left side, lobs it into the corner, down deep. Now Pinkelman at the top of the key, backs it out. She's double-teamed across court. Ooh, there's a big collision. Dorothy Krause got away with a lot of contact there, no whistle. Ball just got away out of bounds, a turnover for Why Not. Boy, how was that not some kind of a foul, John?
We've seen a lot of rough play here in a couple nights we've been here. They're really letting them play.
Dorothy Krause had a collision here that was just a violent collision with one of the Why Not players. They both were sprawled on the floor and no whistle. In backcourt, Gentry Lechtenberg, double team, knocks the defender to the floor. 10-second call. Irish didn't get the ball across the timeline. Somebody's got to be open, John, when there are three defenders down here chasing the ball handler.
Yes, you would think. I was looking at Coach Adam Santos, really upset.
Are we sure they're not using seven players on defense, John?
Well, I think they're using about nine.
In backcourt. Irish have them tripped back here, and now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Sacred Heart.
Avery Sato with her second foul, and now it's time to go to the free throw line for the Blue Devils.
At the free throw line will be Kinsley Hymas. Kinsley has made two out of two from the line tonight, has 4 points in the ball game.
She's really controlled the game when they've had the ball on offense.
Yeah, great ball handler. Free throw is up, rims around, and popped off of there. Won't go. She'll get another attempt. Clock is down to 4:46 to play. 38-22, a 16-point lead for Wynock. Second free throw is up. This one off also, but the rebound brought down by Wynock. And then traveling is going to be called on the Blue Devils. You got to feel bad for the Kenna Olymuller, the sophomore. She had the rebound. Defenders took her to the floor, and she gets called for traveling. All right, with the basketball is Gentry Lechtenberg, her cross-court pass. Down to Sando. Here's Witt for three from the right side. No good. Rebound. Dorothy Krause is there for the putback. The freshman got the putback and the bucket. Her first 2 points. And now Krause with a steal. Now Dorothy Krause gets knocked to the floor. No whistle. Loose basketball is going to be grabbed up by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, spin move. Top of the key. Gives it up to Sando. Sando again feeds it off to D.C. Witt. Witt backs in at the free throw line in the paint, goes for the layup off the glass, doesn't go, and the rebound down to Wynock, cleared out by Kayla Pinkelman. Long down court pass to Sudbeck, right in front of our table. Sudbeck on the left side of the free throw lane, feeds it underneath, shot is up and off, doesn't go. Back out top of the key, it comes to Hymas. Hymas to the right elbow, there's a long three that's off the glass by Weisler. Rebound Jones. Jones gives it up to Sando. Sando finds Jeffrey Lechtenberg, and Lechtenberg being pressured at three-quarters court.
J.C. Witt got dinged up down there on that shot, and she hurt back of her leg.
Timeout on the floor with 3:41 to go in the ballgame. 38-24, the Irish trail will take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish State Tournament Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at the Demanding Center. John and I are riding a roller coaster right now, along with all of the Why Not cheering section right behind us. You feel the table move a little bit there, John?
The floor moves a lot here. The floor moves a lot.
3 minutes, 41 seconds left to play here in the semifinal game at the state tournament. The Irish trailing 38-24. Again, I want to repeat that results of the Peru State Bobcats. They're playing in the Heart of America Conference Tournament tonight in Olathe, Kansas, and they upset the number one seed in the semifinals, Mid-America Nazarene. The final, Peru State 71, Nazarene 67, and the Bobcats are headed to the conference championship coming up. All right, here we are. Irish with the basketball. Inbound pass to D.C. Witt. Apparently she shook off the injury. She's okay. Handling the ball behind the back, dribble into fourth court to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg at the top of the circle, spin move, come back to her left. Gives it up to D.C. Witt again. Boy, they're just a pressuring defense. They knock the ball away. Kayla Pinkelman from Witt. Now nearly stolen from Jones. Back to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg has the ball taken away and stolen in the paint. With the steal is Pinkelman. Pinkelman hands the ball up to Geisen. Geisen is double-teamed in backcourt. Reaching in to tie her up was Avery Sando. Good defense, John.
Good job there. It'll stay with Why Not on the alternating possession with 3:10 to play here in the fourth quarter.
It is a 14-point lead, 38-24. Time running out here on the Lady Irish. Why Not? Inbound the pass. They come in with it. That's Lange. Lange has the ball stolen away by Jones. Jones gives it to Lechtenberg. Here comes Gentry working one-on-one against Eliza Lange. Gentry Lechtenberg with the floating layup off the glass. Didn't get it, but she'll be fouled. And Lechtenberg will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Foul on Sudbeck. Myra picks up her fourth foul, second one of the quarter. It appears to me that Lechtenberg had two defenders on her most all night, Randy. Lechtenberg's first free throw is up and off, no good. We mentioned earlier she's a 71% free throw shooter on the season. Tonight she's made 3 out of 5 from the charity stripe. She has another shot coming right here. Yeah, double teamed all night. Lechtenberg, second free throw is up. This one is good. She got it. She's now hit 4 out of 6 from the line. And she has 8 points in the ballgame. Full court pressure now by the Irish. Oh, there the ball thrown off the bottom of the backboard. Stolen shot goes up by Lechtenberg. Won't fall, but she'll be fouled. And we're going to put Lechtenberg right back at the line to shoot 2 more free throws.
That's the kind of frustrating night the Irish had. How many shots have they missed in the paint? Or in the 3 to 4 foot range?
Yeah. Gentry Lechtenberg, 4 of 6 from the line tonight. Here shooting 2. Shot is up and good. 5 out of 7 now from the free throw line.
That foul was on Oleg Mueller, her fourth.
All right, she's got 4. Lechtenberg now with 9 points. This would put her in double figures, and she got it. She's got 10. Be sure to stay with us for our postgame show, a complete rundown of the individual scoring. Fast break into forecourt. Hymas feeds it to the left side, driving lay-in up and good. And getting the lay-in was Kenna Oligmuller, her first field goal of the night. Avery Sando up court, gives it to Lechtenberg across the timeline. Lechtenberg being chased by Oligmuller across court. Stacy Witt with the dribble. Witt takes it all the way in, tries to go for the layup. Got her shot blocked, gets knocked to the floor. Nice job defensively by Kayla Finkelman. Fast break the other end. Nobody there. Driving lay-in up and good by Kenna Oligmuller. Kenna Oligmuller got the lay-in. You hear that, Kenna? All right. We don't see a lot of Kennas out here these days.
They're usually trouble if you do.
Okay, on the right side. Witt for a long 3 off the front of the rim. No, and the rebound comes down to Hymas. Kinsley Hymas will bring it up court. 2 minutes left to play here. 42-27. The lead is 15 for Why Not. Working hard tonight. Daisy Witt has just worked her tail off tonight here, John. Offensively and defensively, she is going to be tired when this ball game is over. Now on the left side with the ball, Wiesler. Wiesler gives it up to the top of the key to Kinsley Hymas. Around the horn to the right elbow, Oligmuller. Skip pass across, down to Wiesler. Now again, Hymas backs out. Kinsley Hymas just playing keep away here. Kraus gives chase in the paint, trying to go up with a shot that won't fall, but a whistle and a foul. I think we're probably going to put Caleb Finkelman at the line to shoot 2 here, John.
Well, foul on Sacred Heart is going to go on Sando again. Avery picks up number 3.
Caleb Finkelman at the line. Finkelman has 6 points tonight. She's 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up. Rims off. No good. Clock is down to a minute 24 to go in the ballgame. 42-27. I think we've got some players in now for the first time tonight. Annika Hymas into the lineup. First time we've seen her on the floor.
Jordan Foxhaven.
Second shot is up and off. Also doesn't go. Jones with the rebound. Now a battle for the ball, and oh, it goes out of bounds, and they're going to say that Lechtenberg touched it last and give the ball back over to Wynot. Foxhoven on the floor. Let's try and get him ID'd here. Haley Wiesler.
Haley Wiesler's in there.
Okay, inbounding the ball, Courtney Finkelman. Finkelman up top with it to Haley Wiesler. Ball tipped away by Sando. Sando with the steal. She got players out ahead of her. Daisy Witt driving lay-in up and good. Daisy Witt laid it in. Got the layup to fall. Timeout taken on the floor with 1:10 to go in the ballgame. 42-29 your score. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're back here at the Devaney Center. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you. Our engineers back at our studios, Aaron Wisdom and Seth Collinson, helping to put together tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Our presenting sponsor is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Say thanks to Bruna Implement Company if you enjoy these broadcasts. Well, the ball will belong to Why Not. The Blue Devils will inbound it with a 13-point lead and a minute 10 showing on the clock. Here's the inbound pass. Did they put the starters back in?
Yes, they did.
Into forecourt. Weisler feeds it under to Sudbeck. Layup off, no good. Rebound brought out by Jones. Jones gets it down quickly to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, 2-on-2, fast break. Oh, had her pocket picked and got the ball stolen away from her by Caleb Pinkelman. Boy, the Irish had it going there for a moment. Now in backcourt, picking up her dribble is Kinsley Hymus. Into forecourt, gets it to Caleb Pinkelman. Pinkelman back up top to Hymus. Coach Steve Weisler wasn't going to take any more chances. He put his starters back out there. Now he took a timeout, I think, just to sub here. And yeah. I believe Luke Sando is going to reciprocate. John Less ID, the ball player, is checking in. Brooklyn Biebermeyer is checking into the state tournament tonight for the first time. Emily Tubbs also coming into the ball game for the Irish. We'll see when they break the huddle and come out who's all getting into the ball game. I thought he was just going to take a timeout to sub, but they are going to go ahead and take the full 30 seconds.
Should be Elise Oreski in there for Sagan-Hart as well.
Again, be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll be back just 2 minutes after we wrap this one up with all the individual numbers, and we'll tell you about tomorrow's broadcast that you'll be hearing here. The basketball, when play is resumed, will belong to Why Not. They will inbound it. Courtney Pinkelman will inbound the pass. Courtney, 5'8 senior, getting some time here in the state tournament, into the corner, in traffic, baseline underneath, moving to the free throw line, top of the key, Pinkelman. Now on the right wing, they give it to Courtney Pinkelman. Across court, Haley Weisler. Ball is loose on the floor for a minute. Everybody after it. Trying to get rid of the ball. Coming up with the steal is Emily Tubbs, and now a jump ball is called, and the possession arrow is going to stay with the Irish this time. Clock down to 23 seconds to play.
Biebermeyer and Tubbs, good effort.
42-29. Here come a couple more subs in. Four. Looks like we're going to Jalen Geisen back into the lineup. I'm not sure if Tierra Sudbeck has played yet tonight. Tierra's in the ballgame. Inbound the ball to Dorothy Krause. Krause with 23 seconds to go comes across the timeline. Same pressure in defense even when it's snubs it. Krause takes it all the way to the hole for a layup, and she will be fouled. And we're going to put Dorothy to the free throw line. She's got 2 points tonight so far on one field goal. She'll be at the line shooting two shots.
Sudbeck, Tara Sudbeck with the foul. Krause with 2 points in the ballgame.
Dorothy Krause takes aim. Free throw is up. It's good. What great experience for these freshmen, John. Next time they get to Lincoln, they're going to say, yeah, been there, done that before. Can't hurt anything. Second shot is up, and this one bounces off, doesn't go. But a rebound and a follow shot by Jones, and a putback by Jones. Got it. Good job under there by Hallie Jones. Her first field goal tonight as she got the putback off the rebound. Into forecourt with the dribble. On the right wing, Haley Weisler. There's the buzzer and the ball game. Your final score, the White Blue Devils 42 and the Sacred Heart Irish 32. 42-32 is your final. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with the postgame show. That's coming up after this 2-minute break on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Did you know that martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during Free Trial Week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. Monday, March 18th, Thursday, 21st, and Saturday, the 23rd, all classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. We have something for everyone. Find out more at facebook.com/HellerMartialArts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Back at the Devaney Center, final score 42-32, Wynots Blue Devils over Safe and Heart. Our postgame show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let them protect it. Now, with a look at our final numbers, I hear Randy.
All right. First of all, for the Wynots Blue Devils, 42 points on the board. They were led tonight by Allison Weisler in double figures. She finished with 10. Adding 8 points was Kenna Oligmuller, 6 points each for Myra Sudbeck and Kayla Pinkelman, 4 points tonight for Kinsley Hymus, 3 points each by Jalen Geisen and Haley Weisler, and adding 2 was Courtney Pinkelman for their total of 42. From the free throw line, the Blue Devils made 7 out of 16 attempts from the charity stripe. Scoring for the Sacred Heart Irish, 32 points on the board, 2 girls in double figures. Daisy Witt led the way. She had 12. Gentry Lechtenberg finished with 10 in the ball game. Avery Sando with 4, and adding 3 each were Dorothy Krause and Helly Jones for Sacred Heart's total of 32. Free throw shooting for the Irish, they made 10 out of 16 from the charity stripe. Score by quarters. The Irish trailed after one quarter, 10-6. They were down 24-10 at halftime. Trailed by 16 after three quarters, 36-20, before going on to the 10-point loss, 42-22. With the win, the Wynot Blue Devils improved their record down to 22-2, and the Sacred Heart Irish fall to 21-5. Wynot will advance to the Class D2 championship. They will face Overton at 8:15 tomorrow night at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The Sacred Heart Irish will move to the third-place consolation game. That will be played at Lincoln East. They will face Howells Dodge in a game that you'll hear right here on the MSC Sports Network. John, your final thoughts on this one?
Well, a couple of things stick out. The turnovers, 20 for Sacred Heart. Wynot with 10 turnovers in the ballgame. You knew it was going to be pressure defense by Wynot. That's what you expect. That's what they got. And the Irish turned it over 20 times, and they did not have very good night shooting the ball in close.
Now, if it was a case, too, of maturity versus youth out here, 4 seniors in the starting lineup for Wynot, freshmen and sophomores seeing an awful lot of playing time for the Sacred Heart Irish. But you know what, John? Invaluable experience for those younger ball players here for the Irish.
It certainly will be. Sacred Heart in the past, every time they've had to play that third-place game, they've bounced back and won it. We'll see what they do tomorrow. It's, that's a tough situation to come back from.
Yeah, Luke Sentinel's never lost a third-place game here at the state tournament. So we do want to remind everybody again that game is at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. It'll be played at Lincoln East High School, and we'll have live coverage for you. Our pregame show will start about 15 minutes prior to the tip-off, and we hope you'll join us for that one. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of state tournament basketball. For Aaron Wisdom and Seth Collison, John Nixon right beside me here. I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Wynot Blue Devils 42 and the Sacred Heart Irish 32. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to state tournament basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny